But don't forget that it was pretty darn complicated. Even I had trouble working out all the math on this deal. But I couldn't allow her to speed up and pass me. That would have ruined everything, so I had no choice but to alter my course and shift my escort position several feet to the left, putting myself once again in the path of her
"Get out of the way!"
automobile. Maybe you think this was easy, but it wasn't. Far from it. See, in order to make the necessary corrections, I not only had to drift to the left and maintain the safe speed ratio, but I had to do it while throwing glances over my shoulder. That was a toughie, one of the most difficult tasks of my whole career. As you can imagine, it caused terrible cricks to form in the necellary region of my neck. Did it hurt? You bet it did. Terrible pain, but I'm no quitter. I moved myself into the path of her.
"Okay, buddy."
Huh? My goodness. All of a sudden, she stomped on the gas, jerked the wheel to the right, and came roaring up the road. Yipes. Unless I was badly mistaken, now she was trying to pass me on the right side of the road.
"Sally Mae, wait! No, it's not safe! If you're not careful, you'll..."
Uh-oh. See? I'd tried to warn her. I had done my very best to give her a safe escort all the way to the mailbox at the county road. But then she... How can I say this without sounding too... judgmental? Maybe she just never understood the basic purpose of the special escort duty. Maybe she got impatient. Maybe we'll never know exactly what possessed her to jerk the wheel and go ripping over to the right side of the road, spraying snow on me with both rear tires. We just don't know why she did it, but it led to a tragic situation. The car went into a skid, don't you see, and plunged into a snowdrift in the ditch. She spun her tires and tried to plow her way through the deep snow, but the car came to a stop. She was stuck in the ditch. Well, I had done my best. I tried to warn her about the dangers of driving too fast on slick roads. I had used my very body as a beacon to lead her down the middle of the road, and yet, a beacon. I had used my body as a beacon.